Lil Mo, you made it from Baltimore.
Yes, finally. Good morning.
Y'all give it up for Mo, baby.
Woo. Good morning.
What's that baby do?
August 25th. I've got 14 weeks and 5 days left. I'm counting down.
Counting down.
Yep.
Looking good, girl.
Thank you.
I'm a Mo fan, man. I am.
I don't know who is the bigger Mo fan, Tom or Jay. I really don't.
We love you.
We love you.
Man, love y'all too. Had so much fun on the cruise.
Yes, like, you did.
It took me and my husband like a week to still, like, we still thought we was on the boat at the house. Waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, yo, we remember the concert? They started at 2.
Yeah.
Before they try to go to the lounge right after. We was like, oh, my God. We was so bored after we got off the cruise.
Like, well, you ripped it up. You did a great job.
I had so much fun.
And the
that
people
was, like,
just
amazing.
Love you, man. They really do. That
oh, man.
Great.
Thank you.
They show
thank
much
you.
Love for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, what was your most fun part of the cruise?
The parties and the fact that I was pregnant, a lot of people was like, you be careful. I was like, I'm not handicapped. Like, I'm gonna turn up. And so, like, just I got to go to my first Earth, Wind, and Fire concert.
Oh, really?
So it's just like a lot of things that you get to experience on the cruise, the fantastic voyage that you might not be able to do in real life. Like on that Tuesday when we did the autograph sign, I was sitting next to Tito Jackson. I'm like, Tito. Wow. I was like, so excited. I'm like, Tito here. It was just like the people that you get to meet and experience that just on your normal day you won't bump into. And just like everybody just being so cool and just like so personal and just people showing mad love. And when you get the pizza at 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
That's
the comedy show, like, it was so fun.
And you were eating every chance. Yes,
I sure was.
She was in every line.
I was piling up my plate. It come with the package.
That baby gonna come out full and crunked up.
And at 2 o'clock in the morning, where the party at?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you got back home.
Yeah.
And you got back to your radio show.
Yes, on 2 to 6 p.m. I'm on Radio 1 in Baltimore, which is 92Q. So
yeah.
I just started there literally like a week after the cruise. They were like, yep, well,
come
time
on
to
work.
Go. Yes, I was like, wow. So it's called The Fam. It's myself and DJ Quicksilver. So we're on. Our target demo is 1834. So we're going after the millennials, the youngins, because these children need, you know, somebody to look up to. And I feel like, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm a positive role model. Out of all that I do and I go through, I still, you know, my foundation is family, love, positivity, and just making sure that, you know, somebody have a chance. And I'm like that voice of Baltimore I've always represented.
So you were on the radio 1 week after the cruise, and then and then 1 week after the cruise
was when the day we started on air at 2 o'clock, we got a call. Well, they about to riot at 3 o'clock. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? I wasn't really up on what was going on because I had just got back in town. And literally at 3:01, that's when all the looting and rioting started.
How'd you handle it?
We stopped the music. We was like, okay, this is, if you're supposed to be, you know, so radioified, because I make up words. It's just like, this is
like
this is where you show what you made up. And we literally had to take on the stress of the city and the calls that we were getting.
The good thing about when the radio's going on and the riots are going on and people have a chance to express themselves, it does calm the city because
it does.
People don't have a chance to be heard.
Because Baltimore is a real city, like, it's real, let me say, passionate.
Make up another word.
Personable.
Personable.
Because we're personable, but we're passionate. But sometimes we get so turned. You know, we're known for The Wire, the show.
Yeah.
And but a lot of people don't know, like, you know.
It's deeper than The
Wire.
Yeah,
and a lot of people don't know that it's bigger than the Freddie Gray incident.
Right,
it's just
right.
Like so many people felt, like, oppressed. Like, when they were interviewing people, they was like, why are y'all so mad? What do you mean, why are we so mad? Right. Because we are hurting. We're impoverished. They felt like they're enslaved. They just approved a $30 million budget for a jail for teens. So
that
they was like,
you
well,
know
you could get $30 million approved, but when you need some for an after-school program or for these chillin' somewhere to go,
like,
they don't have nowhere
word.
To go. So they basically saying, once you get grown, you going straight to jail. So they got that $30 million budget approved. And so people are like, we took calls and stuff, and people are just like, you've got to be kidding me. But we were like, you got to get out there and vote. There are 39,000 ex-cons that don't know that they're eligible to vote, but they won't go register and go vote because they don't know. So just go check your status on your health as well as your voter registration, like all of that stuff. It really matters. If you want to be heard, you got to speak up. So I try to be that voice of my little pregnant self.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't, you know, I can't.
This is Tom Joyner as a little pregnant self.
You know what? I told Gary, I said, I want to be the female Tom Joyner. Like, you never sleep. Remember, I was like, he's like, yo, I said, I'm sleeping a little bit. We don't sleep on this cruise.
No,
I said, I know that's right. This man never sleeps. He's the hardest
sleep
working man
overrated.
In ever since I've known you, like, just hard working. I'm just like, yo, if he could work hard, like, he don't get tired like Kevin Gates said, then I ain't got no business, no right getting tired. So I'm going to work while it's
dead.
And
if you work for him, you can't get tired.
No, that's not allowed either.
But I saw y'all, too.
That's not allowed.
I saw you, too. And nobody
trying to kill him.
Team no sleep. Team no sleep. But
Lil Mo, we love
we
you.
Love
thank you,
Mo.
You. Like,
and welcome
really
to D.C. and UDC.
Yes.
Doing it in the park after dark.
Yeah.
Where we going? Rock Creek Park.